Good afternoon, everybody, and happy Friday. This is Scott Morozik in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb, with locations in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, and Sandusky. With superior mobile voice and data coverage, Thumb Cellular is the reliable way to stay in touch throughout the thumb and beyond. And by Thumb Bank and Trust, community strong since 1895. Stop into one of their offices today. And brought to you by Ashley Home Store and Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home. Concerns over the number of accidents on some Tuscola County roads continues to grow. The latest plea for action was made by Billy Putnam, whose family was involved in an accident at the intersection of Deckerville Road and Herd's Corner Road. Three Putman family members were killed, and three other family members were severely injured when a semi-truck ran a stop sign. Putman stated there have been seven more accidents at Herd's Corners Road and Deckerville Road since the September 19th accident involving his family. Putman took his concerns to the Tuscola County Road Commission and then to the County Board of Commissioners, where he explained his unsatisfactory meeting with the road board. According to Putman, the road board either failed to respond or took several weeks to answer his and the emails of others about their highway concerns. Besides the Deckerville and Herd's Corner intersection, other roads that are an area of concern because of the number of accidents are the intersection of Dutcher and M81, Bevins and M24, M15 and Birch Run Road, and Irish Road. Putman and his remaining family members researched the cost of putting rumble strips or flashing red lights powered by solar on stop signs. According to Putman's research on the cost of rumble strips and solar light warnings on stop signs at those intersections that would have the most accidents, it's about $29,400. He pointed out the cost for the road commission to do that work would be less than the cost he was able to find. The Lapeer County Sheriff's Department purchased some of the newest technology available that can be used in a variety of situations. The sheriffs bought drones in a variety of models and sizes. Each drone model has a different function and can be used in various situations. There's a large drone that is capable of being used in almost all weather conditions. A medium-sized model can be operated longer to cover a larger area. The smaller drone is used for locating a missing person, to help with crash reconstruction, and more. Those drones have a handheld screen that receives a signal of what the drone sees as it is going over an area. There is another smaller drone that can be sent into dangerous situations or sent into a building to check out what the situation is instead of sending in an officer. That drone's operator wears goggles to see what the drone sees. The cost of the drones is $30,000, which also included the cost of training officers to use them and getting the officers certified as a drone operator. The cost of the drones, training, and certification was covered by a millage levy for the Sheriff's Department's operations. Michigan's signature-free pre-K program for four-year-olds has reached a new enrollment high as state officials continue to tout cost savings and educational benefits to parents. Across the state, there are about 51,000 students enrolled in the Great Start Readiness Program, the state's free pre-K program. The numbers announced Tuesday are an increase of over 8,900 students from this time last year. According to numbers provided by MyLeap, that's a 21% increase in enrollment. We will be right back.
Are you tired of big carrier headaches? You know, the ones with the long wait times and frustrating plans. At Thumb Cellular, things are done differently. In our neck of the woods, there's no headaches or confusion. Just simple, hassle-free service from real people who know you. Thumb Cellular offers easy-to-understand plans, great coverage, clear call quality, and phones and service for every budget. Make the switch today and say goodbye to the headaches and stress of big carriers. Right now, get double your trade-in value with a new device purchase. Also, get a free smartphone with a new line activation or upgrade. Terms and conditions apply. Talk to a customer care rep for details. Experience the Thumb Cellular difference. Stop by your local office in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky. These limited-time offers are valid through December 31st, 2025. Thumb Cellular, the local talk of the thumb.
Can't wait to communicate with you on the talk of the thumb. Thumb Cellular.
Hi, this is Matt Ross, Ag Lender at Thumb Bank and Trust. We want to wish all our local farmers a safe and successful harvest season. When it comes to your farm, you need a bank you can trust. A bank you can rely on with local, familiar faces. We are your local community bank with a team of ag lenders who will work with you to help your farming operation succeed. We offer competitive rates and convenient terms designed to meet your specific needs. If you are looking to expand your farm operation, buy new machinery, or even refinance existing debt, let our team of ag lenders help you. We will meet you in person at one of our offices or at your farm. Thumb Bank and Trust is committed to helping Thumb area farmers succeed. Give me a call at our Pigeon office or visit us online at thumb.bank to learn more. Thumb Bank and Trust has been helping local farmers since 1895.
Loans are subject to credit approval. Thumb Bank and Trust, NMLS number 462-637. An equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
Black Friday deals are here at Ashley and Bad Axe. Save hundreds of dollars on over 12 hot buys throughout the store during the Black Friday sale going on now at Ashley and Bad Axe. There's hot buys on recliners, sofas, sectionals, power recliners, and more. Hurry in to Ashley and Bad Axe because these deals won't last forever. Plus, during the Ashley Black Friday sale, you can save up to 30% off store-wide. Hot buy recliners are starting at just $249 and up. Sectionals for $999. Matching sofa and love seat sets are starting from $750. And while you're in the store, check out our Black Friday one-and-done markdown. Choose from over 50 pieces for $149 or less. Plus, add the finishing details with up to 50% off accessories and clearance accessory blowout. Want to buy now and pay later? Ashley and Bad Axe has you covered. 1 year and 5 year no interest financing is available. See Ashley and Bad Axe for details. And if you want to give the gift of style and comfort, Ashley and Bad Axe has Christmas gift certificates available too. Hurry in, because now's the time to save big during the Black Friday sale at Ashley and Bad Axe. Ashley and Bad Axe is locally owned and operated.
This is Warehouse Manager Justin Cameron. We offer fast, professional setup and delivery. We can even haul away your old furniture. Visit us at Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe.
The North End of Bad Axe is a great place to shop and do business. Some of our fine North End retailers include Ashley Home Store and McKenzie Jewelers.
And we're back. This is Scott Morozik in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel is accusing Five Below of repeatedly overcharging customers and not displaying item prices clearly. Nessel contends that Five Below stores violated the Michigan Shopping Reform and Modernization Act and the Michigan Consumer Protection Act at nearly 20 stores across Michigan on 30 occasions. Since June, the Michigan Department of Agriculture and Rural Development has documented 30 instances of pricing noncompliance by Five Below. From August to November, items marked at $5 were often charged at $6 or $7. The retail chain had promised an internal audit and staff retraining, but Nessel said these efforts have not fully resolved the issues. Shoppers should know the price they see on the shelf is what they will be charged, and repeated overcharging violations are unacceptable, Nessel said. Five Below has until December 15th to meet with the Department of Attorney General to seek a compliance agreement. Failure to do so could lead to litigation and fines. President Donald Trump yesterday accused half a dozen Democratic lawmakers of sedition, quote, punishable by death, after the lawmakers, all veterans of the armed services and intelligence community, called on U.S. military members to uphold the Constitution and defy, quote, illegal orders. The 90-second video was first posted early Tuesday on social media by Alyssa Slotkin of Michigan. In it, the six lawmakers, Slotkin, Senator Mark Kelly, Representatives Jason Crow, Chris DeLuzio, Maggie Goodlander, and Chrissy Houlihan speak directly to U.S. service members, whom Slotkin acknowledges are, quote, under enormous stress and pressure right now. The American people need you to stand up for our laws and our Constitution, Slotkin wrote in the X post. Pope Leo has fixed the technical glitch in a Vatican law that became problematic after Pope Francis named the first ever woman to lead the Vatican City's state administration. Leo on Friday amended the 2023 law to remove a reference that had said the president of the Vatican City state administration must be a cardinal. The law became a problem after Francis in February appointed Sister Raffaella Petrini, an Italian nun, as president of the city state. The appointment was one of many Francis made to elevate women to top decision-making jobs in the Vatican. And that's your Thumb Broadcasting News update for this hour. And it was brought to you by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb, with locations in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky. With superior mobile voice and data coverage, Thumb Cellular is the reliable way to stay in touch throughout the thumb and beyond. And by Thumb Bank and Trust, community strong since 1895. Stop into one of their offices today. Also brought to you by Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home. And remember, you can get news stories like these and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net. And I do have three obituaries here to mention. Richard Dick Eugene Gentner, 90, of Cass City, passed away peacefully on November 18th. He was born on January 2nd, 1935. He married Virginia Lemansky on September 28, 1957. He is survived by his wife of 68 years, Virginia, his children, Carol, Jane, Jeff, 9 grandchildren, 11 great-grandchildren, and 3 bonus great-grandchildren. A celebration of Dick's life will be held at St. John's Catholic Church in Ubley on Friday, November 28th. Visitation will be at the church at 10 a.m., and a memorial mass will follow at 11. There will be a luncheon at St. John's Parish following the mass. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to Alzheimer's Research. Messages of condolences may be sent to Virginia Gentner at Meadow Lanes, 150 Meadow Lane, Bad Axe, 48413. Joseph Holdwick, age 93, of Ruth, passed away Wednesday, November 19th. He and Lorraine Kranz were united in marriage on May 22, 1954. They celebrated 71 years together. He is survived by his wife, Lorraine, his children, Ronald, Kathleen, Diane, Douglas, Lori, Bruce, Sharon, Kevin, Karen, Marcia, 14 grandchildren, and 8 great-grandchildren. A mass of Christian burial will be held on Monday, November 24th at 11 a.m. at Holy Apostles Parish, St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Ruth. Burial will be in the church cemetery. Visitation will be held on Sunday, November 23rd from 2 to 8 p.m. at the Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach and at the church from 10 a.m. until time of service at 11 a.m. on Monday. A rosary will be offered on Sunday at 5 p.m. at the funeral home. Memorials may be made to Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church. Memories can be shared at RamseyFH.com. Wayne J. Schwarzendruber of Chelsea, formerly of Pigeon, 80 years old, passed away peacefully on Saturday. He was on Saturday, November 8th. He was born November 11th, 1944, in Pigeon. On August 31st, 1968, Wayne married the former Geraldine Dietzel. The couple cherished over 57 years of marriage. Wayne is survived by his wife, Geraldine, 2 children, Brian and Dawn, grandchildren. A memorial service will be held at 2 p.m. on Saturday, December 13th. At the Ransford Funeral Home in Pigeon. Wayne's family will be present to receive friends at the funeral home on Saturday from 1 p.m. until the time of service at 2. In lieu of flowers, contributions can be made to Thumb Breakfast or Faith in Action. The family was assisted with these arrangements by the Ransford Funeral Home in Pigeon. Friends may share memories, thoughts, and prayers online at ransfordfuneralhome.com.